Are you sick of hearing you don't have enough experience to get work? Visit iPath.com to get the first part of our auto damage certification for free. Hello and welcome to the Independent Adjuster Podcast by iPath. My name is Chris Stanley, and we're here to help you figure out how to get work in this industry and ultimately how to claim your life. Hey, IAs, and welcome back to the Independent Adjuster Podcast by IAPath. This is your host, Chris Stanley. I'm sitting around waiting, running some errands, and I wanted to just record a quick note for you guys. For those who are looking, trying to keep up with the hailstorms that are going on, for those who are wanting to keep track of the hail reports and know, like, hey, how do I know if a hailstorm that has happened actually could get me deployed? If you've ever had that question, and I had it a bunch in the last few weeks as hail has started to fall this March. It's a really busy start to the hail season. I want to tell you the tools that I use, and there are a lot of other great tools out there, but this is the simplest, easiest way for you guys to know when you need to pay attention and how to kind of decipher the information that are on these apps and resources. So I use two different resources, and that is all I use currently to keep track of hail to know whether something is a possible deployment opportunity for IAs or not. First off, CoreLogic. CoreLogic is a huge company that keeps track of all sorts of weather data. There will be a link in the podcast, but there is a link to go and sign up for their free hail alerts. Every morning you wake up, if there was hail the previous day, they rate the hailstorm on a level 1 to 5 and tell you the region it was in. And so, hey, yesterday, level 3, Fort Smith, Arkansas, or whatever, right? So like Dallas, Texas, and it'll tell you. And so I only pay attention to a hailstorm and only consider it a possible deployment opportunity after 10 plus years doing this if it's a level 4 or 5. If it's a level 4 or 5, I'm paying attention. And then I go to my second resource. My second resource is stormersight.com. And that link will be in there just to make sure I get it right. Stormersight.com. And that's where they have the hail reports. Now, occasionally CoreLogic will have something rated as a level 5. It's so disastrous. But then you go to Stormersight and you see it just hailed on a bunch of cows, didn't really hit the city much. And so between the two of those, I kind of start to decipher how big of an impact this could have. Now, there are a lot of other factors that go into whether this is going to be a big deployment, a lot of cars damaged or not. Was it rush hour? What time did the hail fall, right? That really affects it. What part of the city did it fall on? Do people keep all of their cars inside in garages throughout the day? That all matters as to how many cars are going to be affected, or if you're a property adjuster, how many homes are going to be damaged, depends on where it falls and how big it is. Now, on stormersight.com, they have map points for like the hail reports that were given and the size it was given. So a 3.0 is 3 inches hail. 1.25 is 1.25 inches. And really 1.25 and above is where you start to see some damage. Significant damage. Yeah, you might see a little bit with 1 inch, but typically it's 1.25 and above. So if you're trying to keep track of the hail, this hail season as an independent adjuster, wondering if it's going to be an event that gets you work, these are the two things you need to worry about, at least like me. There's other good ones you can keep track of. I don't like having an app on my phone that dings every time a hailstone or a hail report falls. Doesn't help me. You just wake up in the morning, you check your CoreLogic email. Then you go to Stormersight and look, hey, where did it fall? Where are the opportunities? Let me call my IA firms and say, hey, just remind them that I know, they know I'm available for them. You do those things. You're going to stay in the loop. That is all I do. I screenshot it. I share it on LinkedIn. You can also follow us on LinkedIn. We'll let you know if something is going to be a decent opportunity for a hail deployment. Tomorrow, as I'm recording this, Max Olson, let me know, hey, it's going to be a big hail day. And sure enough, it was a big hail day prediction coming tomorrow. So if you want to know prediction wise, what we use, all I use is NOAA prediction. I'll put the link in the episode as well, but I go there occasionally. Like if Max or somebody mentions it's going to be a busy week, for storms, I'll go look and see. And what I'm looking for is higher than 15%, at least 15% probability of hail, and particularly hash marks, which means chance of severe hail. And so if it's like 30% in Dallas with hash marks, I'm really paying attention to that storm that day. But most of the time, I'm waiting for CoreLogic to send me that level report in that morning to say, hey, something significant did happen, and now you need to pay attention. And so level 4 or 5 on the CoreLogic report, I'll put all those links in the episode. That way, you guys don't have to wonder how you can keep track of the stuff. That's all I'm doing. I'm not paying for some high-level subscription or, you know, reports that come in special just to me because I have a company. No. It's all free stuff. I'll include it in there, and I hope that helps you this hail season. Stay on top of when the opportunities are at your doorstep so you can follow up with the IA firms and network better than other people to where you have the most opportunities available to you. All right, guys, keep walking your path and claiming your life.
Are you dreaming of a career in auto damage, but find yourself not meeting the experience requirements? You can try the first part of our 7-part auto damage certification for free. This allows you to dive deep into auto damage training with no strings attached. And if you love it, you can continue on and purchase the full program. With this certification, you gain not just in-depth knowledge and skills, but also an all-access pass to our exclusive community, a full year of mentorship, and yes, get the 2 to 5 year experience requirement waived with over 40 firms. Your future in auto damage begins today. Visit iPath.com to start your free trial and discover where iPath can take you. iPath, claim your life.